Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and happy September to you. This is Molly McCord, and welcome to the Wednesday podcast, where we talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of this week from September 4th through September 11th. We have a very strong focus of energy in the skies right now, as four planets are in Virgo. Mars, the Sun, Mercury, and Venus making their way together, a little Virgo clan, showing us what needs our attention, what needs our focus, where we are meant to make progress, get things done, work, work, work. But the higher energy of Virgo is asking you to connect with, how are you spending your time in your human body on this planet? What are you doing with your time, and how are you being? Virgo has this energy of the doingness and the beingness, and there is a need to responsibly honor both. And I'm getting the image of the yin and the yang here, where you understand what you're here to contribute, how you're meant to use your skills, what your soul wants you to focus on. And then there's the part of Virgo where we step back from putting the pressure on ourselves to do and work nonstop, to allow the beingness, to allow ourselves to accept what is, to go slow, to find a harmonic sync with the pulse of the earth. Virgo is an earth sign. It is connected to the natural elements, as all of the earth signs are, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. And Virgo is, it's like, it's meant to get in touch, literally in touch, with the natural rhythms of nature, of life, of ecosystems, of, like, I'm getting the image of the heartbeat of a tree. And it's that grounding energy that brings us into the moment, that raises our awareness, that raises our mindfulness, and helps us absorb the present moment's energies. So as we move through Virgo season, which is strong, very strong, you're going to feel over the next 2 weeks, especially the next 2 weeks, you're going to feel a rise in your consciousness around how you're spending your daily life. And this shows up through our jobs, through our work, through our service, through our body, through our responsibilities, through our daily devotions. Where are you spending time? And it's this interesting yin-yang energy again. Where are you spending time being of service for others? And where are you spending time honoring yourself? So there's something coming up for all of us around this theme. And if you're aware of it, if you invite it in, if you invite in this awareness, you're going to see some new understandings about your daily life. And you're going to be given the opportunity to make very clear choices around your commitments, your responsibilities, what is worth your time, and where you're going. So there's a very strong theme here of grounding us in our humanness, grounding us in this is your life, this is what you're doing, this is how you wake up in the morning and you get your coffee, you get your tea, you get going. It's like you're meant to bring in a higher awareness around routines that perhaps you just took for granted, or you become comfortable in, or you just accepted, this is my life. This is actually a time of opening up to new ways of seeing and experiencing your daily life. Now, we have these four planets in Virgo, and these are four personal planets. In a natal chart, the personal planets are the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars. And four of those planets are in Virgo right now. The personal planets in your natal chart really help pinpoint more about your personality, more about your needs, your wants, who you are, how you act, how you behave, how you feel, how you think, what you need. These are the five planets that create a clearer picture of who you are. And so understanding each of these personal planets helps you understand another aspect of your energy. When they're all traveling together in one sign, as they are in Virgo, the universe is saying, look here, go here, this, right here. Are you looking? Are you paying attention? And it's like a laser beam of focus. And so each of these planets is moving through the second decan of Virgo. The second decan of an astrological sign is where we have the experiences, is where we apply what we've learned through the first decan. We are more comfortable in the clothes, in the outfit of Virgo. We tend to have more of these themes show up in ourselves, in our lives that we're meant to be aware of and put into practice. And each of these planets is entering a very dynamic energy field right now over the next 2 weeks. Because each planet is going to make a connection to six other planets and points. And I did talk about this last week with Venus, who is now traveling ahead of the pack. Venus is leading. Venus in Virgo is leading. And she is the energy of working, getting things done, organizing, cleaning, getting your life in gear, helping you understand what you like and what you want that supports you, that works for you. And it was last week, actually, that I gave the analogy of Virgo starting a new yoga style and learning about yoga and what that does to support her body and what she needs. Now, Mercury, Sun, and Mars are following behind Venus, and they're each going to enter what I would call a pinball machine. You know, the pinballs where you pull it back and the ball goes and it bounces around to all the different parts of the machine. It's that kind of an energy that is going to bring you new awareness around how you're living your life on a daily basis. And each planet is going to trine Saturn at 14 degrees of Capricorn, while also trining the South Node at 14 degrees of Capricorn, and then sextiling the North Node at 14 degrees of Cancer. So when a planet gets to 14 degrees of Virgo, there's a shift. There's a shift in a letting go. And I'm seeing the energy of like a graduation, the energy of I'm done. This is over. I got it. Lesson learned. Great. It's solid. Moving on. There's a sense of understanding what you've been going through and the changes that unfold you're ready for. There's of course a timing at play, as there always is with Saturn, but this is something
I'm seeing the chakras. It's like there's different areas of the energy field that are ready. The heart chakra, throat chakra, and the third eye. Those three chakras, I'm feeling, are all in alignment with a shift, a change, a completion, something that you're ready to move on from, move away from. You fulfilled a responsibility. You fulfilled a duty. You showed up, and then you could have something that shows up as a form of recognition. It's where there's been hard work put in, and now there's a new understanding of what that's been about and how to move forward. How to move forward with a new trust in yourself. That's been one of these biggest lessons universally, is this new trust in yourself, that we have this internal navigation system that is guiding us in a brilliant, amazing fashion. But we're so silly sometimes, and we override it. And we override it for decades, and we override it for years, and we step into these roles that we think other people want us to be. And then it only lasts for a certain amount of time. It's like the mask falls away, or the artificial flavoring wears off. And there's something that you're left with, and you're like, that's not even who I am. That's not what I want. This is what I know is true for me. So there's this return to trusting what you know is true for you and letting other things fall away. I'm literally seeing like artificial flavoring. I never knew what artificial flavoring looked like, but it's like the stuff that isn't genuine, that's not authentic. So that's part of these shifts that you're noticing probably within yourself here, as the Virgo energy is requiring us to get real. Get real about who you are now. Get real about what you need, what you want, what you're motivated to do, what inspires you, you know, what you put on the back burner. Like, get motivated about what you want to do in your life. That's part of where there's these new levels of awareness happening. So when every planet gets to 14 degrees, it gets this infusion of energy from Saturn, South Node, and the North Node. Then at 15 degrees, the planets in Virgo square Jupiter at 15 degrees of Sagittarius. And this is where you're so inspired and so motivated that you want to go, go, go. You've got it figured out. You see the way ahead. You know the bigger picture. And Jupiter in Sag gives us that energy to move forward. It's a big believer. It is the hope in the future, the trust in what's possible, the faith in how things can come together. But as a planet squares Jupiter in Sag, that Virgo energy can be pessimistic, and it can say, well, how are you going to do that? How is that possible? I mean, no offense, but Virgo can be a Debbie Downer, and Virgo is the way that we bring things together in the real world and make it practical, make it real. It can feel like you want something that's out of reach. You want something that isn't possible, or that it's too big. It's too big. But what I'm sensing around this is that you can receive a lot from the universe, God, Source, Spirit. You can receive ideas and energy and inspirations and, you know, new concepts and the next dream. And what happens is it's like an implant, an energetic implant that comes in to see if you're in alignment with that, to see if that's really what you want, if it's exciting for you. This happens differently for everybody, and it could be that it comes in and you need time to sit with it or think about it or figure it out, or it comes in and you understand, yes, this is what I want. You know, the idea comes in and you understand what's possible that you didn't see before, et cetera, et cetera. This is some type of energetic checking in with what you believe is possible in your life and what you believe can manifest, can come about, what you believe you can experience. And it doesn't mean you have to experience it right now. You're opening up to what's possible. So if you can see this Jupiter and Sag energy as being an opening, that will help with any of the Virgo energy that wants you to put it in an Excel document and, like, provide the data on how that will transpire. That's not what it's about. It's about staying open to what's possible in your life next. So that's going to happen as every planet gets to 15 degrees of Virgo. Then we're going to see an opposition as each planet gets to 17 degrees of Virgo and opposes Neptune in Pisces. And this is ultimately a surrender and a letting go. This is where you are being asked by God, Source, Spirit to step out of your humanness and open up into the higher realms of possibilities. And to understand that for all the ways our humanness wants to figure it out, wants to make it real, make it practical, have a plan, have a map, have a path. The opposition to Neptune and Pisces is reminding you, you can only do so much. You can only do so much. And be okay with that. Don't be too hard on yourself. Don't feel like it's personal. Don't feel like it's about guilt of what you should have done more, et cetera, et cetera. There's a sense here of give yourself a break. And that is literal and figurative here. This is literally like give yourself a break and also just sit down and stop working where you can enjoy maybe the fruits of your labor, maybe what you've been working on. If there's been a lot happening, which is certainly the case for many people right now, maybe it's just something where you do need a day off or a night off or a mental break from everything that's been going on. I live in Florida. I live in what's called the Space Coast, and we have Hurricane Dorian working with us this week. In fact, this podcast is pre-recorded, because I don't know if I'm going to have power, electricity, internet by Wednesday. So I'm recording this for you early. And we have been doing all the prep work for our house, putting up the shutters, putting up the sandbags, moving all of the stuff in the yard out of the way so that it can't become a projectile. Our neighborhood has been very busy. People are, you know, preparing and packing and cleaning and getting stuff together. And it's like there's so much you have to do. And that's also a blessing. I actually see it as a blessing that we get to prepare, because there are some natural disasters that you don't prepare. You know, earthquakes, tsunamis, things that happen very quickly and you can't prepare. So it's very much Virgo, Virgo, Virgo of getting things done and doing the best you can. And then the Neptune energy, Neptune and Pisces, is you can only do so much, because there are going to be things that unfold that you can't plan for. You don't know. So we do the best we can. We prepare the home. We pack up our essentials. You know, we take both vehicles. We go inland, and you hunker down and stay safe. And then you take a break, because that's all you can do. You have to surrender. So this is how the energy is showing up in my world, but apply it to your world. Where do you need to surrender and take a break? Because that's going to be really important as we move through the middle of September. And in fact, that energy is also very strong in the Pisces full moon on September 13th and 14th. So we have a sense of, okay, there's work to be done and we're doing the best we can, but stay mentally healthy. Mentally healthy, where you're not digging in on yourself or being ridiculous with your expectations. You're doing what you can. You're making the most of each hour, each day. Day by day is all you need to be aware of. So that's part of the practical component here of Virgo, is just take each day as it comes, while at the same time you're increasing your consciousness of how you are spending each day and what needs to change, what needs to shift. Virgo is a mutable planet, mutable sign, and every mutable sign is about changes and what's new, what did I not see before, how can this shift a bit. It's being open to adjustments. And that's a big theme in September. The Monday podcast I did for you was about the September astrological energies that gave more of an overview of what September holds, and it includes a deeper look at the importance of Saturn stationing direct and how that's a big shift for us at a soul level as we let go of life lessons, soul growth lessons, as we move on from some of the harder energies that have had a grasp on us that you haven't been able to let go of. That shifts as Saturn goes direct on September 18th. So we have some energies here loosening up as we go towards the middle of September. And I'm feeling like, I'm getting the image again of that pinball machine. And there's changes and awareness occurring around how you want to live your life, how you want to spend your days, but also about what you're good at, what your soul mission is. Work is, could be coming into focus. Now, maybe you're already aware of that and you're getting energy that supports moving that forward. But maybe it's just coming in as a new understanding of what you're ready to do next. So it's a very dynamic period. A lot of energies are requiring us to be open to bigger forces, bigger insights, bigger levels of awareness. Now, after each planet is at 17 degrees of Virgo and opposes Neptune at 17 degrees of Pisces retrograde, then each planet will get to 20 degrees of Virgo and make a trine to Pluto. And Pluto in Capricorn is supporting where you're ready to step into new levels of mastery. And the Virgo energies are providing the diligence to do the work. Do the work, learn a skill, learn something that is useful, applicable, beneficial. And the trine to Pluto in Capricorn is like a power surge of energy, where there's clarity. It's interesting, though. I'm feeling this as something bigger than, how do I describe it? I feel it as, something that the soul left on the table until it was time to claim it. And I'm seeing a table with something sitting on the table, and it's sort of this, it could be an object, an energy, an understanding. It could show up in any kind of form for you. I'm just feeling it as something that is coming through at a deep, and it feels like a passionate level of awareness around where you're going next. This can also be private. It can be internal. It can be something that you've been sitting on or that you kind of known but you haven't shared with people. I'm actually feeling a lot of pressure right now in my third eye as I talk about this, and it feels like a widening view. So I'm getting the image of a panoramic photography. You know how there's the pictures that are, you know, 4x6? And then you get a panoramic shot, and I don't even know the size of the panoramic shot, but it's a panoramic viewpoint where before you were just focused on the 4x6 picture. This is a bigger view, and it's coming through at a soul level, and I feel like there's some kind of like charge with it, you have to do it. It has a force. It has a fierceness. And it's coming through, and it connects with the Virgo energy of, I'm going to do the work for this. I'm going to work for this. So part of what we're feeling in September, there's more things opening up that you weren't ready for. There's more opportunities that you're meant to see that you couldn't have seen before, because so much of our energy has been in a chapter, an experience, something that probably was hard, a struggle, a challenge, required a lot of healing, required a lot of work. And now in September, this higher consciousness of Virgo is bringing your attention back to yourself. And I'm feeling like there's these new connections with soul energy. I just have such a pressure on my third eye as I'm talking. That's kind of why I'm stalling and sputtering as I speak. I'm feeling this pressure that is opening up to a different view, a panoramic view of where you can go because of how you trust yourself. Now you understand more about what you're good at, what you like to do, what you want to do. There's more possibilities than ever before to dedicate your life to building the dream, you know, creating and living whatever that looks like for you, and understanding that it's always a timing issue, but it does require you stepping up. Like, I'm seeing somebody, like, you have to step up to spirit. Like, it's like stepping up to say, yes, I want this. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I commit. There's a committing energy here where you're committing to yourself, but you're committing to spirit, God, source, energy to go to this next place. And it could be another level. It could also be I'm actually seeing another place in the soul's energy field. Another, like, energy pocket. But it can only happen through your higher consciousness. The other part of this is that you don't have to change anything. You don't have to do anything. If you're moving through your life and it works for you and you enjoy it and you like it, then that's wonderful too. It's not like you have to do anything. I feel like there's something that is coming through that Spirit wants you to be aware of, because of what's possible now that wasn't possible before. And if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that I've talked about how 2019, especially the second half here of 2019, is very big for energetically ending and tying up this decade. So we've been moving through completions around themes for the decade since 2010. And there is a sense of now you're moving on. Now you're meant to move forward. And there's the next, I'm getting the image of one of those bridges that you cross. A suspension bridge of like walking across the suspension bridge, and it's a little rickety and you're kind of aware of where your foot lands, but walk with confidence, you know, walk with the understanding that your power travels with you. So you walk with a straight spine, you walk with faith in yourself, you walk with understanding that what you have learned, healed, been through, you know, what you've come through is meant to only make you stronger. And then it's interesting, like as you go across the suspension bridge, there's things that fall away. Oh, for some of you, this is a bridge between the 3D to the 5D. You're really moving into a whole new way of setting up your life that you never thought was possible. And it was kind of this sense of, well, I have to live my life a certain way because this is how I was taught. This is how I was raised. This was my community. This was my family. You know, I went to college for this, so therefore I have to do this career for the rest of my life. And then you've stepped into your power, which is your higher sense of who you are, of who your energy is, and you're making the transition to a new place. Okay, so now I'm seeing that suspension bridge. It's literally like connecting you to that new energy pocket in your soul's energy field. And it has a different energy signature to it, a different frequency and vibration. I'm seeing some people have a long suspension bridge and some people have a short suspension bridge that they're walking across. And I'm seeing it as you are meant to throw stuff over the side of the bridge. Letting that go, let that energy be done, this lesson's over, I'm good, I don't need that. You know, it's kind of that unloading as you walk. And there's an unloading with gratitude. Depending where you are in an experience, in a lesson, in a healing, you might not have gratitude. But if you put that as your intention to feel gratitude for something, it shifts the energy in unbelievable ways. It shifts your viewpoint. It shifts your attitude. It shifts how you think about it. It shifts you up into this higher place. So that would be one thing to keep in mind here. Is to focus on where you feel or can tap into gratitude or just even you're willing to step into it, even if you don't feel that right now. So I feel like there's significant shifts here. That September opens up. There's a lot of openings. Again, that panoramic view opening up. And to trust what that is. Trust what that is for you. Let me see if I have anything else to say here. Because the astrology of this next week is really focused with these planets in Virgo, each connecting to these six planets and points. And I'm also feeling like part of the surge of energy has to do with the Virgo new moon that happened on August 30th at 7 degrees of Virgo. There's a building up energy now, and that's especially true with Mars traveling with the sun in Virgo. These are both masculine energies. They're both go-getters, you know, going for what you want, making it happen, making it real. And there's a sense of doing what needs to get done, really doing what needs to get done. So be easy on yourself. Be gentle. Be compassionate. Recognize that your humanness can only do so much, and to not hold yourself to unrealistic standards or expectations. And I believe that is all I have to share with you this week. I was just checking in again, but the message is pretty clear that we're each crossing a gateway in our soul's energies, also in this decade and entering the next decade, and in an understanding of who you are. Virgo energy wants to make things neat and tidy, clean it up, and that is beneficial for then what we take into Libra season when we share our energy with others. So the Virgo season is still about self. The first six astrological signs are about the self. And then the second half of the zodiac, Libra on, is about others and the world. So we're still in this important understanding of your own energy. And in claiming your power as well as allowing that power to be bigger than what you thought it could be. Well, that's a great way to end the show, right? So let's leave it at that. Because I am being affected by Hurricane Dorian, I do not know when I'll have my next podcast for you, and I'll be back when I can. I've been sending a lot of energy work towards the hurricane, as I know many of you have been. We work with energy in multiple ways, and the weather is one way where group collective energies can work together to improve situations, to energetically steer, so to speak, what's unfolding. I hope that this hurricane doesn't touch any land, that it does not make any landfall. But please know that all of you along the eastern coast, I am holding you in light and in prayers if this is something that is unfolding in your world. And I'll be back when I can to connect with you again. So thanks so much for listening to this podcast. And again, remember that on my YouTube channel, I have the Pisces full moon for you there, as well as a number of other astrology teaching videos that you can enjoy, everything from the significant transits in your lifetime between the ages of 7 to 84. You can find astrological videos on the midheaven, on the ascendant energies, on different parts of the astrology chart, and even more. So please check out those different playlists on YouTube. They are under the playlists settings on that homepage, on my YouTube homepage. So I'll see you back here soon. Everyone stay safe, and wishing you many blessings as we move through Virgo season. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.